Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't all no right. use in diving.
So, this is our first episode of the Murray Moore RC Club podcast, and today I've got a guest that if you don't know him, you'll know him by his works, because he's been involved with just about everything. If you've eaten a burger at the field, if you've been to a swap meet, if you used the charging shelter tables, if you've been involved in training, he's done the lot. In fact, I think there might be more Chris Randalls than just one, but we've got one of them in here today. How do, Chris?
Ah, doing good.
All right. Hopefully you're the talkative one.
Yeah, thanks for the introduction. Love to be on the inaugural podcast.
Yeah, first time. So it'll either fly or it won't. We'll give it a go.
Exactly.
Officially, although you seem to be everywhere, what do you do at the club officially? What's your job?
I'm the event coordinator, so I'm also on a board. So I pretty much come up with all the events throughout the year and help curate some of the topics we have for our club meetings in the fall and winter.
And you run all over the country picking up stuff, donation.
Oh, sure. One of my jobs is to go pick up airplane donations from past club members who just don't fly anymore and they want to donate stuff to the club. So it's a great way to get airplanes for our swap meets and help raise some money for the club.
And now, there's not, talking about airplanes, there's no chance your wife will be listening to this. In fact, probably very few people will, but we hope more than just a few. But she won't be listening to it. So tell me, how many planes do you have?
So currently in the basement, I've got probably 25 to 30 airplanes. Yeah. It's kind of capped out at that. There's some that I buy and then I just never find the time to get them set up and fly. But yeah, I have a select few that I like to fly all the time.
Do you prefer to get them like ready to fly planes, or do you tend to build them yourself, or a bit of everything, or what do you think?
A bit of everything. I mean, foam airplanes certainly have their place where you can literally put them together in 30 minutes and get them up in the air. But I just like the way the balsa airplanes fly. They fly so much better, and the modern building techniques, all you have to do is, on some of them, just put a receiver in them and attach the wings and fly. So it's great.
What's your favorite plane amongst all those? How many were there? 255? I can't remember. How many did you say? What's your favorite plane?
Probably my favorite is I've got an extra 260, 67-inch that's made by Extreme Flight. And they put the Patty Wagstaff scheme on it, and I added all the graphics that she had on her full-scale aerobatic airplane. So it's just a lot of fun to fly.
And that's what's your favorite, your preferred style of flying? I mean, we have all sorts at this club, don't we? We have the traditional guys, we have the iMac guys, we have the pattern guys. What's your style of flying?
Right, yeah. So I mostly fly aerobatic with mild 3D, but it's always work to get better. You really have to put in the hours to improve. So sometimes I spend way too much time doing club stuff and not enough flying. So hopefully I can get back to doing that more on a consistent basis.
Yeah. Oh dear. That's ominous. Might be losing your services on some of the things you've been doing. But you know, now we've got the shed built, we've got the training fleet sorted, we've got stuff done. Maybe there will be a bit more time for the real purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
It's funny, isn't it? Because that kind of 3D kind of aerobatic stuff, it's one of those things that it looks, people make it look so easy. And you go to the simulator, you try a few things in the safety of the simulator, and it goes pretty well. And you come down the field and you break your plane.
It's true. It's easy to do stuff in the simulator, and then when you try it in real life, it doesn't quite go the way you plan.
And some of these guys fly like they're trying to punish the plane, you know, as well. And some of them fly like it looks like, I won't mention any names in case Bubba's listening, but when he flies, it looks like his plane's crying for mercy sometimes.
Right, exactly.
I just saw a Daniel Holman video online where he's flying stuff, and it looks like the plane's actually enjoying it, you know.
Yeah. It's poetry in the air, for sure.
It really is. Big variety of styles.
Yeah.
What's your idea of the best day at the field. We got a whole bunch of people. I didn't realize it's Memorial Day today, and it's full of people here. Obviously, for your events and things, you get lots of people at the field, lots of fun, lots going on. But what's your idea of a perfect day at the field?
For me, I love to bring out my 85-inch MXS and put on a smoke show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Fill it up with smoke and just do a little skywriting in the air. It's always impressive. People really enjoy watching it. So that's a lot of fun. Of course, any day that I can spearhead putting on an event here that people show up to and really enjoy, it gives me a lot of satisfaction.
It'd be nice if we had more events where people who've never had anything to do with the hobby before get to see it, because there's some, it's easy to be impressive. Those people love it, don't they? Love seeing these things being flung around the sky.
Right.
How long have you been flying?
I started flying in the early 90s, and it was through a kind of a trainer airplane that my father-in-law handed down to me. He probably hand-built it in the 60s. He was a Top Gun pilot.
Wow.
Went from flying in Vietnam to flying F-14 off of aircraft carriers. So his love of aviation, I think, was passed down to me. My father-in-law, he actually did come to the airfield probably 3 years ago with a couple of my sons and got to see me fly, which was a joy.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. What do you think about the club is we do really well? And what do you think, you know, maybe we need improvement? You're constantly working to improve the club. I know, you know, the facilities and the operations and things. What do you think the club does really well, and what do you think there's room for improvement?
Let's see. I think what the club does really well is I know the training program has been really successful in the past few years, even more so. The thing I think I would like to see is more of the members get involved in helping out in the club, you know, or even just showing up to fly, because we have a lot of members that maybe fly 3 or 4 times a year.
Yeah.
And it'd be great to see them out here flying a lot more.
Yeah, that's quite concerning, isn't it? I think a lot of people do just like to be a part of the club. The youth's pretty strong, though, isn't it? We do have a lot of youth members who fly quite a lot whenever they can.
We do. It's great to see so many kids out here flying. It can be a little challenging on weekends when there's 15 to 20 kids, but it's a great asset to the club.
Yeah, I mean, we do say the youth, you know, are the future of the hobby and stuff. But naturally, there are a lot of older flyers here who are, you know, there's a sort of natural divide a little bit. But you've done a lot to kind of try and bridge that divide. You work with the youth a lot. You set up projects for them. You kind of help with communications to hold the club together in that regard. Would you say?
Yeah. I'm pretty involved with the kids. I think the kids look up to me. They're always asking me advice, or, you know, anytime we get donations for a swap meet, they're all over me to try and like, oh, can I buy this plane? Can I buy that plane? Yeah. So it's been good.
Do you have any pet peeves about what happens at the field or about the way the club operates or anything? Or is everything perfect?
Actually, I think the club runs pretty well. Wind shear.
What about stuff that happens to you down here that you'd rather didn't? I mean, with me, it's kind of basically losing control of the airplane.
For me, I mean, one thing that's annoying is arriving to the airfield with the wrong wing bag or forgetting a transmitter.
Yeah.
Right. You spend all that time coming out here.
And what about the other thing I've got to ask as well is there any particular behavior? I don't want it to sound like a very negative thing in our first podcast, but is there any particular behavior down here that particularly annoys you, that peeves you?
Actually, you know, as far as pilots go, one thing that frustrates me is when pilots get frustrated and they just give up. Mm. You know, it's like, oh, this hobby isn't for me. The great thing about this club is we have a lot of people that are willing to help out, fix any issues you have, get your plane flying right. So it's easy to get frustrated, but there's always help around the corner.
Yeah, I think in speaking to some of the people who do the training, a lot of them, their fear is that it can be a bit of a performance. They think when they go out, take their airplane out to the flight line, people are watching and judging how they're doing. And I said, they're not. They're only worried about their own planes and how they're going to fly. They're not judging. But people feel that, I think.
Right.
They feel pressure when it should be fun.
Right. And the other great thing about it, training, is once you get your student proficient, in the air, you're spending 90% of your time, you know, with the student on the controls.
Yeah.
So you're just sit back and giving feedback to get the pilot more proficient as they fly. So
I guess it just eventually it just comes down to stick time, confidence, feeling more comfortable flying. They just need time doing it.
But yeah. Sure.
The other thing is to get away from airplanes for a moment. You have spent a lot of your time, your life, your skills involved with food.
This is true. Yeah, I had a career in working in restaurants and hotels as a chef, and I transferred those skills over to the airfield and feeding the masses, as they say.
That's one thing that RC pilots do apart from fly is eat.
Right.
And they do enjoy it. At all the events where you fire up the barbecue and provide gourmet food, everybody enjoys that, that's for sure. That's a good job you keep doing that. What's your favorite food?
For me, it's got to be Italian. I worked in numerous Italian restaurants over the years and love to travel to Italy.
Yeah. Well, you do travel, and you do go to a lot of RC events as well when you travel, don't you? Where you go to the Huck Fest, and you helped organize Ken's King of Freestyle and Wings of America.
Right. Yeah. There's always great events around the country that you can go to and kind of see how they run things, how they fly, and it's a lot of fun.
I guess that gives you an idea also from visiting other clubs and things about things that we might incorporate here.
Yeah, it's funny because my wife has a pretty busy job that requires her to travel a lot, and sometimes I'll join her in New York or Boston, and first thing I'll do is look up what RC clubs are within, you know, driving distance or whatever, go check them out.
Well, I know it's bank holiday. Not bank holiday. I'm getting back to British things. It's not bank holiday. It's Memorial.
Actually, Labor Day.
Labor Day. It's Labor Day. We'll edit that out. Don't worry about that. It's Labor Day. A lot of people down here, you're down here to fly. I'm going to let you get back to your flying behavior. Thanks for dropping in.
Yeah, for sure.
Though.
Yeah,
it's been fun.
Great. Yeah, this is great.
And thanks for being the inaugural, the guy on the podcast so that everybody else will now feel free to join in and give us some chats as well. Thanks, Chris.
Sure.
Thanks, Chris.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow. You're top. Fly right.